It's 6:07 on Breakfast. Let's go to the newspaper headlines now. Good morning, James Carlton.
Good morning, Fran Kelly. And I can give you European market stock market updates. The FTSE down 0.2%, the DAX in Frankfurt down 0.4%, and the CAC were still down 0.75%. I can't give you a US market update because the markets are closed because of the hurricane. But I have taken the opportunity to look at some East, Northeast Coast newspapers in the States and the headlines in those papers. It's right up and down the Northeast Coast. They're leading with this. The New York Post, edited by a Sydney sider, Cole Allen, has the Statue of Liberty photoshopped. So she's holding up a giant umbrella. And the one-word headline, closed. Monster storm Sandy brings city to a halt. No relief from misery in sight until Wednesday. We've got the Philadelphia Inquirer bracing for the blast. In New Jersey, the Star Ledger, state forecast a catastrophe. The New Haven Register, this is not a joke. All the way up north to Rhode Island, the Westerly Sun, here she comes. Evacuations ordered, shelters opened. The Portland Press Herald, Sandy set to thrash Maine. Up as far north as Maine, heading down to the Washington Post, hurricane closes the metro and the school and the government. Sandy could cut power to millions. All the way down south to the Virginia Pilot, interstate highway covered with flood water, Sandy storms in. Now, the Australian papers, Fran mentioned it, the West Australian, asylum law shake-up, Gillard government to enact a plan aborted by John Howard 6 years ago, the entire Australian continent to be effectively excised from the migration zone for people arriving by boat. The Adelaide paper, the Advertiser, playing with fire, half of arsonists are aged under 17. The Hobart Mercury, it's the Great Hall of China. Hobart poised to become China's gateway to Antarctica. The group of eight universities sound an Asia warning, the Canberra Times. It's a bleak outlook for our unis. And the Australian, leading with the white paper for on Asia as well. Asian vision will cost us billions. Experts warn of massive bill for Labor's university and language goals.
Thanks very much, James. And we'll be covering the superstorm that is Hurricane Sandy this morning. Our North American correspondents are deployed out and about across the states. Craig McMurtry just broadcasting from the rain in Washington. Lisa Miller is on the Washington coast, really where the storm is getting stronger and stronger by the minute. She's taking shelter in a Red Cross shelter. We'll hear from Lisa shortly.